Awesome. Okay. So can you tell me your first and last name?
Melissa, and then Michaelson, M-I-K-A-L-S-E-N.
Awesome. And are you okay with me recording this?
Yeah.
Cool. You're a first year, right?
Yep.
Okay. What's your major?
I'm double majoring in astronomy and astrophysics and physics, and I just added a minor in engineering.
Gosh. Wow. See, it's students like you who impressed me. I was like, oh, I'm going to do K-12 education, you know. That's awesome. So big picture, dream job after graduation, what would that look like?
Probably working for NASA. That's my dream job overall. NASA's or if the not, thing. Then like just being a researcher for a university would be really cool.
Okay. So you're like big plan goals. Like you've got goals to go NASA or PhD.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, cool. Where's home for you? Where do you consider home to be?
I'm from New Jersey, so like near Princeton area.
Okay. What made you pick Ohio State?
My mom went here, and so did her sister. My brother goes to OU.
Gotcha.
So I just thought, and I came here, and I was just like, this is the place for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you get to see your brother at all at OU?
He's come to visit a few times, and I've gone there a few times, so it makes my parents happy that we actually are willing to see each other.
Just not at home.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So what I'm kind of looking at first is to hear a little bit about your knowledge of technology, maybe in your K-12 years or years prior to coming to Ohio State. So think about home, like when you were growing up, what is like the first piece of technology you think you remember using?
We had like a desktop computer when I was really little. And then when I was about in like fifth grade, then we got like a couple laptops. We still had the desktop, but it was like really old. So
yeah, and you're like, I don't want to use the desktop.
Yeah, so okay. It was pretty much laptops from then on out. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember having like dial-up internet, Wi-Fi? Did you have internet?
Yeah, we had internet. I don't remember dial-up. I think that was like
you would remember before. The noise if you had it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe when I was like a baby, but I don't recall it.
Okay. So. Gotcha. So at home for you, what did using technology look like? Was it for entertainment? Was it for educational purposes? Was it just to watch YouTube videos? Like, what did that look like for you?
It was kind of a mix. When I was younger, it was more like for fun, but it was very limited. Like, we weren't allowed to spend too much time like on the computer or watching TV.
Yeah.
We'd get like a few hours a day, maybe, or like an hour a day or something like that. But that was pretty much it. But then when I was older, it was mostly for education, like just doing homework and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know. So that was at home. So think back to when you were in school.
Mm-hmm.
When was like, what do you remember what technology looked like growing up from like, you know, your younger years in primary school, K-12, up until like 12th grade? What did that look like for you?
So in elementary school, starting in like kindergarten, we had like computer class.
Okay.
So we had these like really nice new like Mac like desktops, and then we also had like these carts that would go around with laptops and iPads on it. That was probably more like fourth and fifth grade when those came around, and then sixth grade we still had those like carts with the iPads and the laptops on them, and then in high school they gave us Chromebooks, I had that all throughout high school.
Now, the Chromebook, was that something that you only used while at school, or did you have the ability to take that home with you, too?
Yeah, we took it home, and we were able to like take it home over the summers as well.
That's great. Did you go to a public school or a private school?
Public school.
Nice. Within your school district, would you say that it was more of an affluent or wealthy school district, or maybe one that was less affluent or wealthy?
It was definitely one of the most affluent. It's one of the most affluent areas like in New Jersey, so pretty affluent.
Okay. How would you say your teachers growing up, like, were they using technology in the classroom? Were they wanting to? I'm sure not all of them felt that way, but overall, what was the consensus of technology with your teachers?
It was like a mix. Like, it definitely got more integrated into our learning in high school, especially when we got the Chromebooks, because that was like brand new. That was like for our class kind of first.
Cool.
So there was still, it was kind of like a learning curve with that. So, but by senior year, it was pretty like incorporated into our learning, except for like math classes, and because that's like kind of hard to do.
Yeah.
So, but like history and English, we used it a lot.
Okay. When you were using your Chromebooks at that point in time, would you say it was typically to like write a paper, or were you doing like outside research or watching videos? What did that look like?
It was, a lot of it was like writing papers and doing work like that, like writing work. But we all had like Google accounts. We had like Google Classroom.
Okay.
So a lot of it was like work on that, and it was just like writing short little, like maybe short answers or something like that, taking quizzes online.
Okay. So when in high school, thinking about specifically your high school years, since you had these Chromebooks, were you all required to take any technology classes or computer classes, or was it built into the curriculum, or was it like an elective?
We didn't have any like computer class requirement in high school, but we did in elementary and middle school.
Okay.
But in high school, you could just, it was just like an elective that you could take.
Okay. Cool. So thinking about now, high school's over, congratulations, you graduated, and you're ready to come to Ohio State. When did you learn that you were going to receive an iPad at Ohio State?
I'm pretty sure it was after I accepted, or maybe? Yeah, I think it was like right before, but I already knew I wanted to go here anyway. So okay. It wasn't really a huge influence, it was just kind of like a perk.
An added bonus.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Okay. So outside of the iPad, do you use your iPad?
Yeah.
Okay. What other types of technology do you have too?
I just have my phone. I also have like a Kindle, but I didn't get a laptop because I didn't think that I would. I decided like I'll try out, see how the iPad works as a laptop. And my parents said like try it out first, and then if you need a laptop, we'll like send you whatever you need for it. And so far, it's been working fine as like a primary laptop. And, nice. Yeah.
So you're no desktop, no laptops. You're solely on your iPad.
Yeah.
That's cool. So where have you found, if you have found any struggles, is there anything that you're like, oh, I wish I had a laptop right now? Was there anything that ever kind of, like, sparked that?
Not really, actually. But I don't know. I did hear about, like, how, if, like, further coding classes I may need, like, stronger, like, computing power. So I might have to transition, get, like, a laptop after that, but so far this first year, like, I haven't run into any issues like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So for you, how often do you say you'd use your iPad?
I use it every day. I don't use it in all my classes. The class that I use it most in is calculus because my teacher, like, she uses a different iPad and, like, writes it on the iPad and projects it, like, onto the screen. Cool. So then a lot of us just use ours so we can, like, copy it exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's
nice. Have you found that transition to be similar to paper and pen, or like paper and pencil for math? I've always been so like paper and pencil with math. But have you found that transition to be similar, different, easier, better?
I'd still prefer like paper pencil. Like when I do homework for calculus, like I still write paper pencil and then like refer back to my notes. But I don't know. It's not as bad, but I don't know. I don't like writing as much on the iPad because I just don't find it as, like, organized or neat. Mm. And I'm very, like, I really need it neat. Yeah.
I get that. That's how your brain works, right?
Yeah.
So how else, I've heard you say that you've used your iPad for notes in class and coming to, like, calculus. How else have you found yourself using your iPad in class?
In class, like, I have this, like, Astro Data Analytics class that I'm taking right now. And we use that for, like, taking notes and, like, coding.
Okay.
And stuff like that. We're working on Python.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Astro Data Analytics.
Yeah. It's, like, a brand new class. It's the first semester they've offered it.
What is the goal behind the class? Help me understand. What are you doing?
So it's basically, like, the intro CSE class, but it uses, like, astrophysical data instead of, like, just, I don't know what they do in that class.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're stellar, I can already tell. That's amazing. Okay, so you do those types of codings and information and notes in class. How do you find yourself using your iPad outside of class?
I definitely use it for homework. My like calculus homework, my textbook is like all online. So is my physics homework, it's all online. But I still like writing down all my physics notes on paper. And my like for my English class, I type up my essays and like do work like that and research on my iPad for
You mentioned something that's very interesting. So textbooks, have you bought physical textbooks as well, or have you gone primarily iPad, iBooks, or what does that look like for you?
For my calculus class, they only offer an online textbook, and it's free, so...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I just used that. It was the same with my calc class last semester as well. And then physics, I got the online textbook because it was cheaper, but I don't know, I kind of regret it because I really like having that, like, hard copy. And then for English, I always, like, get the paper copy because I just find it easier to read on.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if you had to make a decision and had to go have a choice, would you go paper copy or iPad copy?
I definitely go paper copy. Okay. I just feel like it's easier to read. Kind of like hurts my eyes to read for a while on an iPad, like on a screen.
Sure.
So.
Sure. And I also wonder too, if you're single screening on your iPad. So if I, for instance, had an iBook up on my iPad and I was taking notes on a laptop, it would seem logistically pretty easy. Whereas if I were reading on an iPad, I'd have to double click, go into another application. So I wonder too how that could play into it.
Yeah.
Things I'm thinking of. So socially, outside of any academic uses, how do you find yourself using your iPad?
So, like, socially, I have most of my social media on my phone, except, like, it, like, connects to my iPad because I have an iPhone, so I find that pretty convenient because then, like, my texts and stuff will, like, come up on there. Sometimes it's a little distracting, but
sure.
I still like it. And I also have, like, GroupMe on there, which is, like, good for, like, that's what we use at work and other, like, clubs and stuff, so...
Any streaming devices, Netflix, Hulu, YouTube?
Yeah, I'll, like, watch stuff on my iPad, but I haven't had that much time this semester.
What, you don't have time? What is that?
Yeah, last semester I had a little more time, so I'd watch more, like, TV and stuff on there, but this semester not as much.
No, that's understandable. Okay. So if you could, is there any understanding that you are very busy with your academics and social and, you know, other organizations? If you had time, is there any type of educational courses or educational sessions that you wish you had access to kind of help integrate the iPads into the classroom or help you understand more how to use them?
Well, we had, like, some at the beginning of the, like, when we first got them, they, like, told us some tricks, and I thought that was pretty cool. And then we had those, like, first-year experience sessions, that's what they were. And I went to one about, like, how to use your iPad and, like, get the most out of it. And I thought that was pretty cool because it also told us about, like, how to use it for research and how to, like, get on, like, all the, like, library websites and, like, take notes on, like, things. And it was pretty, I don't know, it was pretty helpful to use some of that information.
If you have time, right? Like, that's, I think that's a big thing of it. Like, you have to actively go search it out.
Yeah.
Have the time. But if you have to go for a first-year success, it's kind of killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
That's cool. What else should I know about the iPad? Like, what else should I know about your experience with that maybe I haven't asked you yet? Or something maybe you thought you'd want to share with me prior to this conversation?
I think, like, the Apple Pencil is, like, super helpful. Mm-hmm. Like, especially with, like, taking notes. Like, if I do have to read something on my iPad, like, I'll often have to read, like, articles or something for, like, English class. It's really helpful to annotate them just, like, right on the iPad.
Yeah.
So I don't have to, like, take notes separately and try to find where I wrote it. So
when you have an article, let's say for English, where do you typically keep them with your notes? Do you keep them in Carmen with your notes, or where do you kind of store them?
I have, like, Notability on there,
okay.
Which is, like, what the university gave us. And it's a really good app. It really, like, I like it, how it's set up, and it's very organized. I like having everything very organized. So,
I can tell,
yeah.
Yes. It's a great thing. In Notability, if you put a PDF in Notability, can you search within the text?
Yes. Well, sometimes it depends. Like,
depends on your, like, the file.
Yeah, if like, the font's weird and it was, like, photocopied by my teacher, then, like, you can't. But if you, like, get
PDF.
It right from the, yeah, then it, like, works, so.
That's good to know. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Notability is really nice. Your notes on the side are so helpful. Yeah, I would agree. Okay. Anything else I should know?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Well, I will go ahead and stop.